Welcome back to Uncommon Faith. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Amber. You and your faces.
I know. I can't help it. It's how I get through my days.
Maybe that's what I need to do. Just make weird faces all day.
Yeah. It's just face yoga. That's what we got to do. Face yoga. To look youthful.
Okay, I'm on it.
This is how you do without looking like how you really feel, or like, you know, how you avoid looking like your life's falling apart is face yoga.
I'll go ahead and get some Botox. Thanks.
Sure. You and your Botox.
I miss it.
I miss. I don't know. I was gonna say something, but no.
I know what you miss.
Oh, no. Okay. Speaking of which. Or not speaking of which. All right, I know you don't keep up on stuff, but you want to know what everybody's talking about. Probably not everybody, just the entertainment world is talking about, and maybe a few handful of people that I do know.
Not the Kardashians, is it?
No, not this time.
Not this time.
Good Lord, no. So, you know how it always goes in Hollywood. You've got people, women usually, who come forward. It's usually the women who come forward. I don't think I've ever heard of an instance where
it was the man coming forward.
A whole bunch of men are coming forward, except for the one, like, Jada Pinkett Smith, like, entanglement. That was just weird. One woman who apparently is like an Instagram model went on TikTok and came forward, saying she had an affair with Adam Levine of Maroon 5.
Oh, gosh. Mr. Proactive?
Proactive?
He did a Proactive commercial. He's a
Proactive. I didn't know he did that. I think everybody thought he was like a stand-up guy or whatever.
Yeah.
He came out saying that he didn't cheat, but that he supposedly it was like inappropriate conversations that he had or something like that. Anyway, and then supposedly a few more women are coming forward and mm-hmm. saying this too. So I looked up the TikTok video because I was like, apparently she came with receipts and she had screenshots. And
oh gosh,
she was basically saying that it was like a year or so ago and she felt manipulated and exploited and yada, yada, yada. And she's, you know, people are saying that she's playing the victim.
Yeah, of course.
And then, you know, she shows, you know, in her little, whatever you call it. It's been a minute since I've been on TikTok. Like the screen, whatever. And she had the picture mm-hmm. of their messaging back and forth. It shows that it's his account, that it's verified. So it's his account. And then she's like, mm-hmm. we hadn't talked and you know, I ended it. And then he came back into the picture. And this is how he came back into the picture. Okay. It shows a message that he sent her saying, "Hey, my wife is pregnant right now. And if it's a boy, I was wondering if, you know, like, I'd like to name him after you. Would you be okay with that?" Dead serious.
What on earth? I cannot.
Let's have a moment of silence for the sheer stupidity.
That's sick.
I mean, that just feels like that. To me, that just comes off like, no, it wasn't just a random mistake of talking.
It's right.
Like, no, he's looking for a reason to get back into her DMs or whatever, or start stuff back up again.
Right.
So Yeah. Amazing.
That's just weird.
I don't know that other women are supposedly coming forward, but.
But I'm sorry, but how dumb of the girl. He's clearly still sleeping with his wife and you. Well, that sounds fun. No thanks.
Well, that's, I don't know if they, I don't know if they actually like interacted. Mm-hmm. It was supposedly he just said he denies having an affair. He just had inappropriate conversations, flirtatious conversations with someone who was not his wife at a very dark time in his life.
Wow.
But if that's the case, why try starting things up again, saying, I want to name my child? Do you think she's okay with that?
It's just weird. If I were his wife, I'd be out for sure.
They've been married for like, you know, 10 years or something now. Mm-hmm. They're about to have their third kid, you know. These things always tend to come out when, you know, the wife is pregnant.
Ugh.
Which is gross. And she made another video saying that the only reason that she came forward now was because she was dumb and she was never going to like be public about it, but she trusted some friends and sent some screenshots mm-hmm. to them, and they apparently were trying to sell it to the tabloids.
Oh, wow.
So when they called her to comment on it, she was like, I better get ahead of this or something. And, you know,
TikTok was the way to do it, huh?
I guess TikTok was the way to go. Amazing.
It's nuts.
So, yeah, and then there's a lot of other celebrities coming out and saying, like, you know, how – I'm assuming, like, some of, like, past women who have been cheated on,
mm-hmm.
they're coming out and saying, like, you know, because I think in his statement he said that, you know, he loves his family, you know, he loves his wife, they're the most important, they're going to – you know, they're working on things and they're going to get through it together or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And another celebrity was like, don't speak for her. you've spoken enough.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I mean, how embarrassing.
Gosh.
Like, that's just so embarrassing. Mortifying.
Ugh. Ugh.
Gross.
It's sad.
And honestly, the irony is I just watched a movie because he doesn't act actually very much, but I actually just watched a movie that he was in and he cheated on his girlfriend who was Keira Knightley.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Did you?
Yeah.
Begin Again, I think.
It was cute.
Yes. Minus, you know.
Yeah.
Adam Levine, who is not that cute.
He's not. The proactive commercial ruined it for me.
Was there anything to even ruin? Like, I've never.
He was handsome back in the day, but. Ugh.
No, I've just never been into, like, super skinny dudes. That, yeah. Like, oh, I'm in a band, so. Didn't, yeah. Like, I thought, like, he, like, also, they did the Super Bowl one year.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, nobody wanted to do the Super Bowl, and they got Maroon 5. And we're like. This is really just boring.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like a great performance.
Yeah.
And I think he like took his shirt off and I'm like, no, just
put it back on. Put it back on.
Put it back on. And then of course, when he was on The Voice, you know, everyone's like, Adam Levine, Adam Levine. I want to be on Adam's team. And I'm just like, no, I don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe he's a smooth talker, clearly.
Possibly.
Yeah. But it made me think about, you know, how this is not uncommon.
Yeah.
This thing. It can really happen to anybody, you know.
Yeah.
You've said before, you know, you've been cheated on.
Right.
Several different times, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we can kind of say I was cheated on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We kind of justify that of like talking to another girl while you're in a relationship or like having feelings for someone else in a relationship.
Right.
That's cheating in a sense. I mean, that's, right. You know, not maybe physical, but
you allowed your brain to go there.
Yeah. So,
but this is what happens when God's not the center of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, so, so important to keep that number one. It helps strengthen and build.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep each other accountable.
Mm-hmm. I think this is one thing that I learned. I heard this one author on, I think it was Focus on the Family. They would play that like in Georgia. And there's actually a book out there called, I think, the Anatomy of an Affair or something like that. And it kind of actually just kind of goes through how you can safeguard your relationship. Because this is the thing, and I know that anybody can say, I would never do that, or we're solid, we have a solid relationship, or anything like that. That is where it gets tricky, because the devil can tempt anybody. If there is a breakdown,
right.
You know, say you're in a relationship and you're having a fight, or you keep fighting about stupid things, you know, mm-hmm. or big things, you know, but, you know, you end up feeling like really sad or really hurt or really vulnerable, and you just happen to, you know, be in a place, you know, where you have a guy friend or whatever, and you start confiding in him. And then you feel safe there,
mm-hmm.
in, you know, in that friendship,
or, right.
You know, things like that. Like it can, and then it just becomes like, oh, well, I have this person that I confide into. And then it just starts with like an emotional affair. Isn't there like a statistic that say like, you know, for men, it's more likely to cheat physically. Like it's more about sex. And for women, it's more about, you
right.
know, the emotion.
Emotional.
I don't necessarily know if that is true 100%. There are definitely women out there that I know that are way more into sex than emotions. Right?
Right.
And maybe vice versa. So it's not necessarily so cookie cutter. But yeah, the fact is that it can happen to anybody. I'm not saying like you should be scared all the time and just live in that fear, but you need to take the steps to safeguard your relationship.
Right. I was going to ask you, what are ways that you and your husband safeguard your relationship?
I think that... Yeah, especially like with distance, because that we have talked about it before. That is a huge thing in the military, is, you know, having to deal with deployments and living separately, or, you know, just a lot of time apart. And it can have like a huge impact on your relationship and your marriage. I think in the beginning, because that's kind of how our relationship started, was long distance. And we would email each other. We would have phone calls. And I've said it before, I was obsessed with the boy. I was obsessed. So, like,
right.
I wasn't really thinking of anybody or anything else for that matter at the time. And I think it's kind of normal. Do you think
right.
it's normal to,
right.
like, when you're with a person for a long time, to, like, you know, not think about just them? I don't, like, in other cases, like, they kind of say that, right? Like, that we're not really meant to be monogamous. Yes. that we are, you know, we're like animals and we're not meant to just be with one person. Like, that's what they say all the time. So I don't necessarily think that it's abnormal to not have those. That's, I don't know, I feel like that's not making any sense
right
out of my mouth right now.
Well, I'll say this. Any relationship I've been in, I've never been like, oh, let me talk to this other person or had the thought to cheat. It's always been, if I'm with this person, I'm with this person. My mind doesn't go anywhere else. Mm-hmm. You just, when you're all in, you're all in.
Yeah. I think that in a lot of relationships, it's not unheard of, I should say. It's not unheard of for one or both of the other person, mm-hmm. not necessarily to be like seeking people out, but just like, yeah, like, oh, I'm watching a movie and that person is attractive.
Curious. Yeah.
I mean, they even have shows about, like, I remember a show, it probably got canceled, but like the woman was having a dream and got all mad that her husband woke her up. Because she was dreaming about another guy. And he was just like, oh, okay with it. You know, and they put that out there. That like women are reading these like romance novels. And they're watching these like when like 50 Shades book came out. And they did like a whole spoof thing mm-hmm. on SNL about it. Like, this is what, you know, the women are reading. Or like, you know, give that to your, you know, wife for Mother's Day or something like that. Like, I mean, that is who mm-hmm. are reading these books. You know, is
right.
And, you know, they just like kind of like fantasize in their heads where men, you know, go out and do the things.
Right.
To safeguarding. Safeguarding. The things that I heard when that author was on the radio show kind of talking a little bit about his book is that don't think that your relationship or your marriage is 100% bulletproof. Because I think that when you kind of are like, oh, we're good, we're solid, that cockiness is going to be your downfall. Thinking that nothing can affect you. That's like saying like a singular person, like, oh, I can handle anything. You know, the devil's not going to – like bad things are not going to happen. That's just not true. We live in a sinful world. It's just not true.
I was going to say, unfortunately, now it's even harder. We live in a world where everything's at the reach of your fingertips. Yeah. You want to cheat? Go online. You want to look at hot girls? Go online. Go on your Instagram.
Yeah, that's
Invite those women in or those men in. That's opening the door for your mind to go to those places.
Yeah. I mean, it's
sad.
It's in everything. You know, I know that, you know, we haven't really touched on the like the porn subject, which I'm sure we will at another time, like I just dedicate a whole episode to that. But yeah, you're right. Like it is so easy. Back then, you know, the men had to like go to bars and like pick up women. And here, like they can just be sitting on the couch next to you and they're on their phone
cheating,
you know, looking at women. So I think like social media is a good safeguard. I forgot what it's called, but there is actually an app that you can get that you can kind of pay for and install on your computers, I think on your phone or something like that, that like keeps all of that stuff from even showing up to you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it happened like a long time, like I think during COVID, there was a sermon on kind of that topic, and that was brought up. And so in our life group, it got real awkward real fast because they're like, how do you guys safeguard your relationships? And we're like, you don't want to be like, well, this husband of mine has this problem with this. Let's, you know, right. let's share with the rest of the class. But
or you don't want to look like the controlling wife.
Yeah.
Hey, we share a Facebook. That way I know he's not cheating.
Yes. So, yeah. Okay. I've been actually given some crap by probably just one particular person because she thinks it's weird. But first of all, we share each other's locations.
Yeah.
So I see where he is. He sees where I am. That's kind of also more out of like a safety thing. Safety. I watch a lot of TV. Like he was like went on a hike the other day. He's been going on some hikes by himself. And I'm like, I've just been binge watching 911. So please don't die. Like I need to know when you get there, when you get back home.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You know, we watch too much TV. Like we need to know where people are. Like it's not like I don't trust you. It's a I need to know you're not lying in a ditch somewhere.
Right.
I also will read his texts.
There's nothing wrong with that if that's what your marriage, like, if that's an okay thing in your marriage. It's not for everyone. Some people are very closed off and they don't want to feel violated. Mm-hmm. But if you're comfortable with sharing those things, I absolutely think it's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, there's like certain things, like obviously, you know, he's not going in my phone. So say for instance, I have like group texts with, you know, women I work with or like messages with you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously us girls talk about lots of different things that he doesn't need to be privy to. So I'll say that I'm like, you don't want to know about this, this, and this that they're telling me. And you'd be like, you're right, I don't. There's sometimes when like there'll be a text and I'll be like, look, and he can just read it.
Right.
Yeah. But there was definitely a time where I've never had to deal with him working with women.
Right.
Until more recently, you know, with doing his job that he was just doing, because there's, you know, civilians work there, some are female and whatever. And, you know, that was a sticky situation. That's the wrong word. That is a hairy situation, difficult situation, because I don't know how to, deal with that because
right.
I haven't had to deal with that. And so now I'm like, my like radar is
right.
I'm like, okay, let's see if any. So, so one safeguard would be like no private text messages to
right.
each
Always
other.
Leave that open. If they want to look, they can look.
Yeah, but like no, like if there is something, like if you need to text, like leave it in a group text.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, all of your coworkers, because this person was like texting, you know, at night, kind of going, you know, a little over the top with texts that weren't really like related to work.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, in my opinion, I'm like, that's a recipe for disaster, because that's
right.
putting yourself in a situation to where if it ever, that door was already like opened.
Right.
You know what I mean? Obviously, I don't want it to sound like double standard, because obviously, like, my producer, who we've had on the show, he's obviously a guy.
Right.
And we text back and forth, or we call or email or whatever, like, back and forth. And then, you know, I'll text with, like, the, you know, some of the pastors or whatever, like, some of the guys at church, you know. But it's not necessarily like too much into like late night texting and like talking about things that aren't related to what you need to be talking about. You know, like,
right.
I'll talk to one pastor about, like, our small groups or, I mean, mainly that, like, small groups. Or when I was helping with youth right. group social media, like, talking about that specifically. You know, things like that. I've heard of different safeguards of, you know, like, pastors who are like, I refuse to be alone with another woman. Like, if we're in a car, like, I'll have someone else yeah. in the car with us. Just like,
right.
know, like, really be aware of what you have, what you might have issues with, what might tempt you. Like,
right.
watching certain shows or certain movies where there's like sex scenes or nudity, like, if it affects you, where, like, you know, like, that can be an issue for some people, you know, then you don't watch those things.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Or going to certain places where you might feel like you might be tempted to look at the opposite sex, you know, if that's an issue. Like,
right.
And that was something that was in that book, like, sit down with your person and say, okay, I feel like I have – you know, this issue, or I, you know, they say, well, I have this issue, and you guys protect each other. So it's not like a,
right.
I'm going to be your parent and tell you to, I'm going to look at your phone every night. You turn it into me and I'm going to look at all your text messages, or I'm going to, you know, we will have this, you know, passwords and I'm the only one who knows the password. It's like a courtesy thing. So if you have a person, like, say your husband has had a history with pornography in the past, you know, like, if we're going right. to watch a show and you know that there are things in the episodes, skip them. You know, you're watching the show together
right.
and you skip them. It's just like if, like, you have a spouse that's like, I can't handle watching too much violence. Okay, well, we'll skip the violence of that. You know what I mean? So it's just like,
right.
it's
yeah.
it's protecting your marriage because it's precious, or your relationship, you know, if you're,
right.
because don't be naive, I guess is what I'm saying. Don't be naive to think that,
yeah.
You can't be tempted, because even Jesus was tempted. So
right.
take the safeguards seriously. You know, if you have a problem
yeah.
looking at and talking to women on social media, don't have social media. Take it off your phone. You know, if
right.
you have a problem with, you know, like, say you're a woman and you, which most of our listeners are, and you have a problem, like, you have a public, like, like you and I, we have public Instagram accounts. So anybody can comment, anybody can
right.
be looking at our pictures, anybody can be looking or messaging us. So, yeah, you're going to probably get a lot of messages mm-hmm. from guys saying, oh, you're so beautiful.
Right.
I'd love to take you out. I'm married. Oh, I literally
yep,
got
right
one
away.
Of those messages recently. Like, oh, I'd love to take you out for coffee. I'm like, sorry, I'm married. And they're like, or it was like, I'd love to take you to lunch. I'm sorry, I'm married. What? So you can't do, like, coffee? That's exactly,
yeah.
I mean, I ignored it, but I'm like, that's exactly what I'm saying. But what? Come on. You know? So
right.
just know kind of where your issues are. But then also make sure that you surround yourself with good friends, good Christian friends that will hold you accountable, right?
Right. That's very, very important, who you're hanging out with, who you spend the other time with. Because they can either make your relationship or break your relationship. If they're tempting you to go out and have drinks and they know you're married and put you in a bad situation, you only have yourself to blame. Mm-hmm. But if you have the friends that are like, let's go to Bible study. Okay, cool. That's only going to strengthen your relationship.
Or I'll pray for you. Like friends that you right. can be honest with of the same gender.
Gender. Absolutely.
Yeah. Cause that's also another thing. Like, and I think that that's also kind of been a problem in the church too, mm-hmm. is the boundaries there, and how they can kind of get blurred. And that's why you end up having like affairs in the church.
Right.
Because those things have not been put in place.
Right.
You know, it's not appropriate for, you know, a woman to be going yeah. and confiding and whatnot in just a, you know, single man, male pastor or whatever. Not right. not single, like not in a relationship, but like in like one single.
Right. Or like even that. Just to have like a best friend of the opposite sex can be very dangerous. And although you think that you're strong and it's never been like that 9 out of 10 times, one person has different feelings about it than the other one does.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dangerous. I don't recommend it. And if you yeah. do have friends of the opposite sex, make sure that you're in a group and that you invite your significant other with you.
Mm-hmm.
Never be alone with that person.
Like we've said, we've watched a lot of TV and movies, and these things are like literally on the screen constantly.
Right.
The relationships tend to, you know, I mean, we've watched things where, you know, the girl is in a relationship, a guy's in a relationship, and they're friends, but then they have this like connection and they have these, right. all these like little jokes together and whatever. And you're like, well, that seems more than what it is.
Right. And not only that, but you're robbing your significant other from having that connection with you because you're giving that connection away to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that it's so important, especially, you know, for women in the military or men in the military, and you're constantly being separated from your spouse. I think it is so important to make sure that you are throwing yourself into your friendships, your Bible study, going to church, like just be so involved that it keeps you out of trouble, keeps you honest. You know, you're so busy that you can't, like, you don't have time to think about being tempted or putting yourself in a position to be tempted.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of those times is like it happens when you're like alone and you're feeling lonely.
Yep.
And, you know, like it's so easy. It's so easy to just fall into that. And I think that, yeah, I mean, it just kind of also has to do with like being on the same page, even like with morals and boundaries,
right?
You know, as your spouse, like they say, like do not be unequally yoked. Like you need to know that you guys believe the same things,
right? There's a huge reason why the Bible says not to be unequally yoked. It's mm-hmm. not because God doesn't want you to be happy. It's there's so many deep-rooted issues that can cause problems when you're unequally yoked.
Yeah. Say, you know, you have one person in the relationship who's like, you know, I believe that, you know, you shouldn't do all these, you know, you shouldn't do these things in, mm-hmm. when you're in a relationship. And then the other person's like, I think it's totally fine to go to strip clubs together. I think it's totally fine to watch porn together. I think it's totally fine to have a female as a friend, you know, or things like that. Like if you're not on the same page and you don't believe the same things.
Right. It's going to turn into one person saying, oh, you're just jealous. You're just controlling. But that's not what it is. It's a moral issue. It's actually cherishing your relationship mm-hmm. versus the other person kind of just saying, oh, okay, I'm being controlled.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually was thinking, because it was brought up today, actually. I was talking to one of my new coworkers, and we were talking about how we both got married like at 19.
Right.
We've been married for the same amount of time. Her husband was in the Marines for a few years. And we were just talking about how, you know, it's actually pretty rare to like still be married when you're in the military.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about it before. There was actually one time when we were in Colorado Springs about 10 years or so ago now. And we were doing like a goodbye party at like this bar restaurant. And I was all thinking, oh, let's go like bowling after this. Bowling's great, wholesome fun, right? I'm just like so innocent and naive. And I'm just like, let's go bowling after this. And everyone's all like, oh, we actually like made plans to go to the strip club. You have like married couples in our that are out there, and they're like, yeah, we're all going to the strip club together. And one guy was telling Evan, yeah, man, like going to the, like, that's so good for your marriage. Like, you know, like keeping it like whatever.
Yeah.
And he told me that, and I was like, is he married? He's like, no, he's divorced.
Dun, da,
like, we're not going to be taking marriage advice from him then, probably.
Right.
Because I can tell you right now, there would be no way,
no,
absolutely no way that I would ever go to a strip club with my husband.
No.
No, because, like, I have my imagination. Like, I know exactly how I would react and how I feel. I mean, right. We've already talked about dreams before. Like, I don't need to act it to actually happen. It happens in my dreams sometimes of this type of thing. And I'm like, no.
No.
Ain't go- no, 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 no. And a no.
No, thank you.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely not. It's an interesting topic that comes up, you know, throughout the years of like, oh, yeah, I went to a strip club with my husband or, you know, things like that. And I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
And why would you ever? Like, why? Have you ever gone to a strip club?
With a guy I was seeing? Yes, I have.
Oh, and tell me. Oh, my God.
And the dirt comes out.
All that went.
It makes you feel even more insecure. Usually, except for when I went, I was the one getting hit on, so it was nice and awkward.
You were getting hit by women?
By the strippers, mm-hmm. And it's just an uncomfortable situation. Like, it's not good. I was young. I had my rebellious stage, for sure. Did stupid stuff. I don't recommend it. I could see how it could tear a relationship apart real quick. And if you're letting it go that far, how much further will you let it go? It'll turn into, well, babe, I'm going to go to that strip club we went to. Why can't I go? We already went once. You saw how it was.
Mm-hmm.
They don't flirt with you. Like, it just, it's going to create problems.
It's opening the door.
Right.
You open a crack. And then it's kind of like how, you know, it's not even just that. Like, if you're in a group and you like kind of you're, you know, like say, for instance, you and I are with a bunch of dudes and we're joking about stuff. And then like we start joking about like sex or like other things like that. That's opening the door for these guys to think like, oh, I can talk to them about this stuff.
Right.
You know, and then it just like it gets out of hand real fast. And then they think like, oh, well, we have that kind of relationship now where we can joke about that stuff or whatever. And that is not safeguarding at all.
Right.
It's not. And honestly, like those types of things can just ruin a relationship so fast. Like it can get out of hand so fast before you even like, what just happened? Or, you know, it's just, and I've known some relationships like that they have gone to counseling and they were able to repair their relationship. because obviously these things happen. And it's like Christian relationships. Like people can, right. God can repair relationships, but it's also still so important to, you know, think before those things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think if, and if you take anything from this episode, know that like, don't be so naive to think that that is, that could never happen to you. And I'm saying like, not just thinking like of your husband or your boyfriend, like also in your case, I've known plenty of people who have gotten themselves into situations without realizing it. And it just happens. And you're like, well, crap, I just blew up my life. So, yes, I will definitely link that book in the description for this episode so you can check it out. I have not actually read it because I honestly I didn't want to go find the book. And then he comes home and he's like,
yes,
what are you reading? Because I believe it's called like Anatomy of an Affair or something. It's like, well,
yeah, and why? Yeah, that might freak him out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's research, babe. It's research.
Okay, so it's actually by David Carter. That's C-A-R-D-E-R. So it's called Anatomy of an Affair. How affairs, attractions, and addictions develop and how to guard your marriage against them. I think that is such a good thing to read. Maybe even an awesome, like you get like newlyweds, get them like the five love languages, get them this book too.
Right.
Because it literally can happen to anybody, you know, at any point in their relationship. They could be married for
unfortunately. A year.
They could be married for 20 years. Like this stuff happens. Whether.
Yep. We live in an evil world, man. Yeah,
whether you're Christian or not.
No one's untouchable. No.
And I think that that is just a huge, huge thing to realize. Whew. Yeah. That was intense.
Single for life, yo.
Oh, you'll be single. I don't want it to, I'm not saying it to like scare people, but it's just like, take, you know, be like mama bear. You know what I mean? Like how you are.
Right.
How you are with parenting. But not without
be parenting. That way with your relationship. Yeah,
but not like parenting your relationship, but like how you like
nurturing
and protective of your children, of your family, of your marriage. Be protective. Because I guarantee you there are women and men out there who love to be put in this situation and they will come for you.
Yes.
You know, they love, like, that is a huge thing in the military, too, is that I forgot the nickname that they have, but they have a name for it. Like, when the husbands are deployed, the guys, like, even other soldiers who are left behind will try and get in there.
It's so sad.
It is. And, you know, especially now with, like, social media. And you're putting that stuff out there. Like if you're public, you're putting that out there saying, my husband's deployed right now. Like you're putting yourself in a vulnerable spot.
Yes,
and these guys are going to be like DMing you, trying to be like, hey, you're doing – like no, they know exactly what to say. Hey, you're doing a good job. Or, you know, any other thing that they can say to kind of like – weasel their way, they self, I can't even talk. Weasel their way in, you know, by being complimentary or asking questions or whatever. And then they're in. And then they're like, so blah, 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 blah. Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you look so beautiful today. And say, for instance, your husband, you didn't talk to him that day and you're feeling particularly insecure about yourself. And now you're getting a compliment from another guy.
Right. No. Just don't go. Don't open that door. Mm-mm-mm. Don't open that door.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't open Bruno's door.
Bruno's door. We don't talk about Bruno. We don't apologize talk about to Bruno. Apologize to anybody out there named Bruno. He's getting a bad rap. Sorry, we don't want to talk about you.
No. I was recently forced to watch Encanto, so.
Oh, look at you.
And Frozen. And Moana. I fell asleep during Frozen.
What? Oh, come on. Frozen was so funny.
I didn't get that from it at all. I fell asleep.
But now you know how you're Elsa.
Yes, I get it now.
You get it.
You're like, oh, yes, I just need my ice castle.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm so excited. Like all these kid movies.
No, I'm not pregnant.
No, you just have friends with kids and they're like, watch this movie.
And I have a baby niece that might come visit, so.
Well, she's too young. Yes, I gotta get ready.
You'd think she knows the second that song comes on, she's looking for the TV. It's hilarious. And then my sister, because she sings, she'll sing the Frozen song. And so here goes my niece looking around for her like, where is it?
Mom, you're not so Elsa. Funny. Where's the real Elsa?
You're not Elsa. Just have to have my sister sing behind me because I clearly do not sing. You're the singer in this friendship. Not me.
Okay, well, if you guys, you know, need of the female, sorry, we should be specific. Any females that need to talk about this with somebody who's like not necessarily a friend who knows your situation, but you just need like someone to listen, we would be more than happy to be a listening ear and kind of, you know, be encouraging to you if you find yourself in a situation where you're being tempted or whatever, you know, something like that. Feel free
absolutely
to reach out to us. You know, you can find us both at Uncommon Faith Podcast on Instagram. You can email us uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach out to me at ashley.reed. What about you?
At amber_n_g. Yes, we'd love to hear from you. No judgment. No judgment zone like Planet Fitness.
No judging.
Planet Fitness, it's called the no judgment zone.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's their slogan? Nice. Okay. Anyway, also, if you guys want to talk about the Adam Levine stuff too, like, feel free.
Yes.
Feel free. Okay. All right. I'm sure by the time this airs, there might be more developments in the story.
More.
So.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.